Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and a very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Please wash your hands. And if you remember the last time you washed your hands, well, then you're not washing them often enough. Now, in our online Liveline meeting at the weekend, we have one every to try and predict what might be coming up or what we should watch out for. I predicted that there would be calls about the new Channel 4 Prime, and it's on Amazon Prime TV series, Frank of Ireland, which features the Gleeson brothers. And Brian Gleeson is the star of it. And Donald, who was a superstar as well, is in it, as well as Pat Short. I thought it was fantastic, but I predicted that there would be calls because anyone I recommended it to said they lasted 10 minutes. So I knew it was a Marmite hour. We didn't get any calls. We got one call, I think, yesterday, a brief mention. But what we're now after getting calls about for and against is a programme called Ian Road Enda. Which is on, it's on RT1. It's on RT1, isn't it? And the first call came in from Sean Dalton. Sean, good afternoon.
Mm. Hi, Joe. Hi, good man.
Good. What's your position on Ian Road Enda?
I suppose my position on it, and I'd be very interested in the rail lines in the country, but okay. I think Enda Kenny is totally unsuitable for the role. And because I don't think he's a charismatic personality. I also think that Enda Kenny walked away with a €2 million euro payout as a pension. And as far as I know, he gets around 130 grand a year.
Well, according to the Irish Times, the pension pot of former Taoiseach is worth at least €3.2 million.
Right.
If someone in the private sector was to try and buy it. But anyway, by the way, you can't find out that information anymore because it's now been decided. That's Philip Ryan I'm reading in the Irish Independent. And I see Ken Fox saying that the government have decided that they no longer have to publish what the pensions are of former ministers. But anyway, you're not far off. It's a substantial pension. And the earlier you retire, especially if you were elected before 2004, the more substantial. It's eye-wateringly substantial. Okay, Enda Kenny, well, maybe he's not being paid to present this.
I was talking to a researcher earlier and they said they posed that question to RTE. I doubt it very much that Enda is doing it for the good of his health, but perhaps he is. But either way, the programmes in general are paid. I mean, the people who made it to make money, and that's how it works. But we have, at this moment in Ireland, a huge amount of unemployed artists, very talented artists, and they haven't got a shilling for the last 2 years, probably, or a year and a half. And I think many of them would be far more suitable and far more engaging than Enda Kenny.
Okay, now to begin, I should have asked you this before, Sean. Tell us for those who haven't seen it, it's on RT1, is it? RT1 television?
It's on RT1, the player. Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about, I suppose, the greenways and the various stuff like that. I looked at it the first night, and it's covered the greenway down in Waterford. And last night, I went down to Clare, a place that I really love. And in actual fact, when I saw it last night, and I saw Enda Kenny going around with a bicycle and a kind of God be feet, probably his hair is no worse than mine, his long, but I wear a kind of a pixie to cover mine at the moment like that, you know. The first thing that struck me was, is this Mario Rosenstock having taken the piss here like that? You know, and when I saw it like that, because I said, Jesus, I said, like, he's totally unsuitable for it. Like, you know, he's just, he never does anything like that. Even when he was in his role as a politician, and obviously he was a good politician, I used to fall asleep when he comes on. So last night when I saw it coming on and I heard it about Milton Melba, that's very dear to my heart. I look forward to it. But really, to be honest, I actually turned it off.
So your objections are, your objections are primarily that it's Enda Kenny, the former Taoiseach.
Well, I'll tell you what my objection, I think it's a little clique there. He got that role solely because he's Enda Kenny. Like, if, for example, if Sean Dalton applied for that role, he wouldn't get inside the door. So it, because Enda Kenny was Enda Kenny, he perhaps he knows somebody, perhaps I'm sure he knows loads of people. He got that role, and he there's loads of comedians, book writers, artists who would love that role, and they would promote their business, would promote it. Enda Kenny came on the Late Late as regards that show. The same situation on the Late Late. He was asked two questions. He refused to answer both of them, and he went away again like that. You know, so I mean, geez, he's about it's like watching paint dry, watching listening to Enda Kenny.
Yeah, but like I'm looking. First of all, it got on the Late Late Show. I presume that's because it was the former Taoiseach. And secondly, it's reviewed in an awful lot of papers, and all the reviews begin with reference to the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny. So, in terms of a vehicle for getting publicity, which it's all about in this day of so much competition and so much noise between platforms and Netflix and Prime and Sky and Disney and then all the terrestrial channels. So we got loads of pre coverage for the programme.
Well, now, anyone who would get on the Late Late is going to get a certain amount of coverage. And as regards...
Yeah, but not everyone. Sean, I now you think I'm going to be rude, but please hear me this way. If Sean Dalton, who's very engaging when it comes to talking about railways and has a lifelong interest in them, if Sean Dalton was presenting the programme, you wouldn't be on the Late Late. Am I being hard on you?
You're not being hard on me at all, Joe. But if that is a point. But the point I'm making is that why should he actually, even for himself, why should he take up that role? Like, I mean, he has a pension. He has the actual $2 million. You said it's $3 million payout. There's a huge amount of artists out there. Just say, for example, if it was John Kenny was on it. It would be just as like selling Greenways and selling Ireland at the moment is like selling sand to the Arabs. I mean, where else are we going to go on the Ireland?
But
I mean, anybody at the moment would be interested in that program because everyone is now trying to book the Galway or railway here. So that's how it is. So even if Sean Donnelly was on, they'd probably be looking at it.
Okay, that was a good answer to my question. But Sean, It ticks all the boxes. Got kind of a sauce, as they say. It satisfies all the demands. It has it's Os Gaeilge, and the Taoiseach is lovely Irish. I could follow it. Let me do the Got kind of a sauce of all the boxes it ticks. It's outdoors. It's travel. You mentioned that beautiful use of the new television camera, which is drones. It has history. It has Marty Morrissey in the episode I watched. Right. You know what I mean? It ticks an awful lot of boxes.
It ticks an awful lot of boxes, but the point I'm making, I hear what you're saying, it ticks a lot of the boxes, but the part that isn't ticking the box for me is Enda Kenny, because when Enda Kenny was on it, I turned it off. And a few more people that I know said exactly the same thing, that they actually thought it actually put them off watching it. Now, there's a lot of people out there doing work for communities. I work as a volunteer myself, and there's a lot of people working for communities, and the government policies with Enda Kenny was there didn't do a hell of a lot for rural Ireland. Like, for example, they closed down the post offices. They haven't got a transport system or whatever. And here's Enda out here now.
Breed Fetton is in County Waterford, which featured in the Dungarvan Greenway. And Breed, you saw the programme, Ian Road Enda.
I did, actually. I saw the two of them, and I thought he was fantastic. And I really admired him. Now, I'm not a person who follows politics that much, you know, but I think he was marvellous and I loved his Irish and he was very human. He had a lovely side to him that we don't generally see, you know, in politicians when they're in the Dáil. But I think he got the point over and it was terribly interesting. I just loved the Achill one and the Mulroney one as well. Of course, I loved the Waterford one as well. That is a beautiful,
and you loved all the scenery and the drone shots.
I think it was fantastic,
On the bicycle.
It was lovely because I have done a little bit from the coach house in Kilmac. They could have done a little bit more on the coach house there because there's a lovely coffee shop there. You know, it's wonderful for the community. When things open up now, it'll bring business into those little small towns like Kilmacthomas and that, because you're Slavens and all those places there.
Okay, now we're not in one sense. I want to be fair to Sean and the other callers.
Yeah,
they're talking about the choice of presenter. No, but if you're in the public eye, you have to, you will be the subject of these debates. But they are talking about the choice of presenter now. Pat Fitzpatrick in the Irish Examiner said that Enda Kenny, he's talking about his hair and his eyebrows, looks a bit like Adrian Dunbar from Line of Duty. What do you think of that breed?
Well, I saw that. I saw something about it online there the day after the interview of the programme, you know, on the Late Late Show. And I did see that, okay.
Maybe doesn't want to get his hair. His Adrian Dunbar eyebrows give him a slightly unhinged wild man look that you just don't get from Marty Morrissey. That's Pat Fitzpatrick in the Examiner. Sean, you don't object to the way Enda looks in the lockdown with the Ringo Starr hair.
As I said myself, my own hair isn't much better, but I do wear a kind of a pixie over it just to kind of make it look a little bit better. I wouldn't actually go around in a bike like with my hair the way it is. Maybe I'm a little bit vain, but I genuinely thought when I looked at it, I said, "This that be a real cartoon." I mean, that's if someone saw that, the guy going around with his hair where he is and the eyebrows and all that.
Okay. Stay there, Sean.
I said to myself, is this for real?
Okay.
No.
Well, a cougar hain, a cougar, cougar hain, Nigda Lava. Alex Lyons, Alex, you contact us as well. What do you don't like it either? Why?
No, I really like it. I like greenways. I like cycling. I like the footage, the drone shots, the countryside. Even like the Irish, but I cannot see the point. The elephant in the ticket office is the fact that Fianna Fáil,
Alex, bear with us. We try and get you a better line. Seriously, because I'm reading the content of your call here, and you have a lot to say. We'll try and get a better line, Alex, in a few seconds. Paddy Colloran also contacted us. Paddy, it's not my day, is it? Paddy is in Mayo. Come in, Paddy.
No, I'm still here. You're all right.
Are you there, Paddy?
Hello.
Yes, Paddy. Paddy Colloran.
Sorry, no.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. Joe Duffy is losing it. Joe at rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
There's a new programme started on RTE One Television about 3 weeks ago, 8:30 on a Monday night, prime time, and it's called Ian Road Enda. And there's been a lot of publicity about it, a lot of reviews of it, mixed reviews, but overall there have been reviews, and good. Any review is helpful in the current competitive atmosphere in terms of getting an audience. Sean Dalton contacted us first, and he pointed out he didn't like the fact that the former Taoiseach was doing the job, because he is a former Taoiseach, and as he said, he's in receipt for the rest of his living life, which we hope will be very, very long. He's in receipt of his pension around 130 grand a year. As are most former Taoiseach, and indeed a lot of former government ministers as well. Sean doesn't think he's a natural presenter, and Sean also thinks that, especially during the pandemic, there's so many unemployed actors and presenters and personalities that it would have been a good idea to give the work to one of them. Now, Annette Ford is in Drumcondra. Your point, please, Annette.
My point, Joel, is that just to see his name alone presenting the programme was enough for me to entirely switch off. I would just find him as boring as any individual could be, and like as dry as anything. But I agree completely with that man, Sean. With all those significant pension packages to actually go on to present a programme, like surely they could have reached out to somebody else.
Now, my point to Sean on that was, one, we can't find out if he was paid or not. But Sean's retort would be, well, if someone else had got it, they would have to be paid. So you're giving somebody who's no money some money, and which I presume is your...
Does Enda Kenny really need any more coverage? I don't think so.
Well, he's getting a lot of coverage, and he's getting coverage here, which will no doubt boost the ratings. But we did put a number of questions to RTE, and they haven't come back to us. And they said they won't be able to come back to us today, I'm told. Can you tell us about the process that led former Taoiseach Enda Kenny being chosen to present a primetime TV programme? Were other presenters considered? Did Enda Kenny receive a fee for his participation in the programme? Does the series plan to address politics' role in the decline of Ireland's rail network? Work, and what proportion of funding for the programme came from RTE? Because, as somebody pointed out, it's produced by a company in Belfast, and there is an input from Northern Ireland funding as well. So maybe it didn't cost RTE a penny, Annette. But Annette, would you not watch it for the incredible...
Absolutely not. Okay, so... I wouldn't watch it just purely because he was attached to it.
So if I said you won't watch it for the, because of the... would you not watch it for the drones? You would say... Enda Kenny is the one that you don't want droning on, but the drone footage, is incredible.
Yeah, Enda Kenny is the biggest drone there, so no, it was a complete switch off. Once I saw his name attached to it, I said no, I couldn't possibly. I just find it disgraceful. Are they scraping the barrel? You know, is he the only one they could find? My God.
Well, he is an Irish speaker. He is a cyclist. That's well known.
But there's plenty more. Wonderful Irish speakers, wonderful cyclists with a lot more personality, and don't have his back career to boot. No, I just, it sums up all the smallness about Ireland, actually.
In what way, like?
Well, why do they have to promote somebody like him who doesn't need any more promotion?
Yeah. Okay, stay there, Ned, because Declan Alcock wants to make a point to you. Declan, you say it's not unusual, as Tom Jones would say. It's not unusual. What's not unusual?
Listening to that last speaker, to be quite frank about it, that's very petty and very childish. I remember in the 80s, Joe, I'm not sure if you can remember now, I don't know exactly the year. Charlie Haughey, God be good to him, was actually leader of Fianna Fáil, and he'd done some kind of a documentary on television before we had multi... chat media, before we had social media, before we had the amount of channels. I think it was called Haughey's Ireland. He made comments which he's entitled to do, just like me or you are, about his opinion about the partition and all that type of thing. But people could have found that offensive. I've seen Bertie Ahern on some television programmes, documentaries about something. He travelled, I don't know, I think he travelled back to find his
family came from. But that's who do you think you are? That's a different
Right. But like, I mean, he was still asked to do it. He was done a very good job on it. I'm not disputing that part about it. And there's no reason, I mean, there's many people, former colleagues of your own, Joe, maybe journalists, presenters, that ended up going into politics and done a good job from all...
That's
and
true,
people
yeah.
from politics, people in politics that never had any
That's
experience
point,
in journalism
yeah.
or anything, or radio or television, left politics and turned out to be excellent television and radio presenters with very good objective opinions and so on.
Okay,
and
what do you think of those points in that?
My point still stands. It's absolutely scraping the barrel. He's as boring as watching wallpaper dry. And
well,
just seeing his name,
I could have said that about Bertie Ahern or Charlie Haughey back when they were doing it as well. We could say the same.
Seeing
you could say the same. Ivan Yates was on TV3 for years. You could say the same about him.
And that's my point. He's boring. Absolutely no charisma. And shouldn't have been
Declan, what do you mean to Annette when you say grow up? Which is
grow up. Pretty... That's just been childish. She's just taken personality into it. And I bet you if you have researched that lady's background, I guarantee you she comes from a strong background.
You're being very petty.
And I'll tell you something else. Since that programme started, Joe, many people that never, including myself, would be only anxious to go to some of these places on my bicycle if, when the weather is a bit better. So at least that's one thing he's getting people out in.
I don't need the fact that you, no, no, the fact, Kenny to point
yeah,
it out.
Well, the fact that you personalised it, the fact that you personalised it is
no,
is,
I'm talking about any
yeah, but his name, yeah, are, but Declan, are, and Declan, Declan, in fairness to him,
you are.
It's called Ian Road Ender.
Yeah, so what?
That's personalising it.
Yeah, but
his name is in the title.
So what? That's his business. So what? He's gone. He's not TD for Mayo anymore. He's not in politics. That's his business. It's anyone else's business. If Bertie Ahern wants to go on and do a documentary about something, if Bertie Ahern wants to write a book about railway lines or about something, that's his business.
Bertie Ahern. That's my point. These politicians Annette, with their huge
which
we're
trying, no, no, no. Well, if Bertie Ahern,
it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Right. Well, if it was
Ian
Rod, right. Well, if it was
Ian, that's all I have to say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, if it was Ian Rod, if it was Ian Rod Bertie, what would you say?
I'd switch off completely as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And Annette, we're trying to get the ratings for last night.
Yeah.
And as you know, reading in the years on the same slot on Sunday night. Pulled in over 500,000 viewers, and that's about nostalgia as well.
Yeah.
Annette, if
it covers a wide range of topics.
I know, but Annette, if you were to hear that it was a ratings hit for RTE, what would you say?
Yeah, well, that just goes to show you what some people. Obviously, it's the subject matter is beautiful and the nature of Ireland.
Absolutely.
But my objection is not to the actual. To the countryside being presented in such a beautiful way. It's the presenter. And
okay, which is Sean's point. Okay. Paddy Collaran.
Well, I think that's the way to do it.
Joe at RT.ie. Paddy Collaran's a Mayo. Paddy, you would support Enda, isn't that correct?
I would support him, and I think he's a decent man. I don't know what. I mean, it's a personal attack on, you know, paper or like wallpaper flying in a wall or. Can't try anyone. I think it's small and petty. I think the man, sure that Andy Kennedy did not go looking for that job. I'm sure the program makers went looking for a personality they thought.
How do you know that, though?
Excuse me now, I'm speaking. You had enough abuse. The man.
Well done, Paddy.
A personal attack on the man is not acceptable on national radio because the man has no hidden agenda. He has no skill. Excuse me.
It would be an attack on all politicians getting a plum role promoting such a program.
It's not a plum role.
All politicians.
I would venture to say that Enda Kenny would not take any money for that. And as we said earlier, Enda Kenny, after 40 years in politics, I'm sure he doesn't need one penny of it. And I'd be surprised if he even took any money for doing it. He's very interested in the country.
But you don't know
he's
that.
Fluent at the language, excuse me. He's
big
fluent
deal,
in the language.
So are loads of other
he's
people.
Good with people. He's good with people. He proved it as a politician. He was elected for 41 years. And he was a popular teacher, the most popular Fine Gael teacher who was re-elected. I think the programme was a great insight into the history of railways in Ireland. I think that was the main thing of the programme, that it would
but
get
that's
it
not
out
my
there.
Objection.
No, but that's the programme. That's what the programme presents. But coming on talking about the presenter is futile and it's petty, in my opinion. I think he did a good job. He knows the country inside out.
Yeah.
When you were speaking,
Annette, I'm just thinking. Daniel O'Donnell and Magella did the B&B program. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I'm sure
Daniel O'Donnell didn't hold a role in politics.
Okay.
Did he?
Mary McAleese, former president Mary McAleese, did her walking program.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did actually parts of it, but.
Did you just switch that one off?
Did you switch off that one with Mary McAleese?
I didn't watch it.
Well, if we play it again, what will you do? Will you look at it? Are you objecting to Mary McAleese, Annette?
Paddy's point was that he thinks Enda didn't need the money or would not have taken the money, but I think Mark Donlan, and I think Annette made this point, I know Sean Dalton did that. Well, if someone else had presented it that needed a work, the money would have gone to a good job, so to speak. Mark Donlan, you make that point. You're a recently qualified journalist. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Recently qualified, and I was saying to your researcher that whether I was recently qualified or not, it mightn't apply to me because I'm only new, but there could be somebody that's 8 or 10 years on from me in their career, and they might have worked in print media and then might have a bit of broadcast experience. And then when a show like this is touted, they might think, you know, I'm more than qualified for this, and there could be a pool of God knows how many others that would feel the same. And if they went for that job, or if there, I don't know if there was an opportunity to put their name in the hat for that job, it doesn't seem like there was in this instance, because it was announced, I remember that it was announced about a year ago that this was to happen, and it was just black and white, it was Enda Kenny. But what I'm saying is, if they had had the opportunity to put their name in the hat for the job, and then they were to find out, just hypothetical, a journalist bet them to it, they'd look at the other journalist's CV and they'd say, right, well, they've done their experience in such a place, and yeah, they deserve it. But yeah, to see it go to a career politician who has no experience in, well, he has experience in the media from the other side, but I don't get why you can place someone from the other side onto the RTE side of things, like, you know, looking out from that point of view. And yeah, I do think it's a bit of an insult. And as I said in my email, when you're at the start of your career, you're wondering now, like, do you make an assault on politics and try and become Taoiseach to have some opportunities in the media, you know?
Okay,
do you think Mary McAleese's programme, do you think that was acceptable?
I disagree with that. Like, listen, this isn't about political allegiances for me. It's like you mentioned Mary McAleese, Daniel O'Donnell. I think everyone deserves a day in the sun, and a lot of the team in certain instances with RTE, you seem to see the same names given the spotlight way too much. So it's not about any political allegiances.
But is that not because they're ratings winners and the audience like them? Proven.
Well, maybe it is, but I don't know how long you can flog that, like, that horse, like that. The likes of the Daniel O'Donnell, I don't want to be bringing in like those programs into it either, because I know my issue is specifically with this. It's more recent.
Your issue is with a former politician, which is Sean's point, a former politician on a hefty taxpayer-funded pension getting more work that could be going to someone else who could, even if the politician given the money to St. Vincent de Paul, but give it to another presenter, especially in the last 12 to 18 months where there's been so little work. I saw an interview with Larry Bass yesterday, Dancing with the Stars. He's Shinna Whale, brilliant production company. He said they only have had one programme from RTE in the last year, and that was because DWTS is gone, as you know, in the pandemic, and that was a programme with Coe DeLion, which I saw, by the way, New Year's Eve was fantastic. They were hoping that would be a series, but that was killed by COVID. So the company has only done 1 hour for RTE. So there's, I see people's point. Paddy Colran, can I just put to you, and because Alex Lyons, who was on earlier, his lion is gone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But he's also going on about the demise of other lines, railway lines. He says, this is Greenways and Cycleways, this is his email, are the initiative of local citizens who've been trying to revive their much-loved community railways as useful railways for 80 years or more. All these citizen transport initiatives have been ignored by both the heads in Kildare Street and the sleek media. Who is it? Whatever happened about anyway, and the slick media people elsewhere. I say RTE doesn't do irony since it was Enda's lot, the Fine Gael, he means, and Fianna Fáil and politicians who began the tragic demise of our fine rail and tram networks with withering savagery from 1925. My dad, said Alex Lyons, was a CIE man all his life. Todd Andrews, who was a government minister back in the 2030s, well, he was in the War of Independence and the Civil War, but then he became a Fianna Fáil government minister in the 30s, 40s and 50s, and he shut down a lot of railway lines because they were not viable. But he said, to my dad, who was a CIA man all his life, Todd Andrews was considered to be a kind of devil. No political affiliations, but family would certainly have always been anti-Fine Gael and anti-Fianna Fáil. I wrote to you after watching The Late Late Show. It was like Vulture picking over the entrails of our rail system. Enda Kenny skips by when asked why they were taken out of service. The service ended in 1961. Why? Because of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. My dad was a bus inspector, says Alex Lyons, 1946 to 1988. Incredible service, 42 years. And he always had a bugbear about Todd Andrews and closing railway lines. The greenways are suddenly a hip thing to do. New Ross is looking for a greenway to set up as well. Nonsense campaign to heroically put Enda on it. He's on a fantastic pension. He's gotten through life very well. So more points made by Alex that it was politicians' decisions that shut the railways, and that phrase I'm paraphrasing now what Alex said from his email because I thought we were going to be able to talk to him, but that line he has that because a lot of the program that you're looking at. Gates and empty laneways that were once railway lines, and Alex is saying it's like picking over the entrails of our railway system, which is a fraction of it was at the foundation of the state.
But I agree. God, I would love to see all the railways open. When I was young, we had 6 trains a day going through our town, a small town, Charlestown.
Yeah.
And I would love to see it, but it's obviously the powers that be don't think it's viable to reopen them. We have a beautiful or a very good bus service, absolutely second to none. You can go from the west of Ireland each day 3 times from Charlestown to the airport directly and return that day.
I know.
We have a great bus service. I think the powers that be have gone that route, developing the motorways, and the bus service is second to none. And I think it's not the politicians are part of it, but I think the advice they're getting is that the railways are not viable. And the alternative is not an alternative to it. But I think the greenways are a big addition to tourism. And they're being used more and more again, and people are walking and cycling. And I think that programme, apart from who was presenting it, and I don't think this was for money, the man did it, and I think he was approached for a start.
I know there. I don't know how you make the debate attractive, but there is now a serious issue about public transport in the pandemic, with buses confined to 25% capacity, railways, trains confined to 25%. How can a month of millionaire Sundays could it ever be viable? That's the other challenge. George McLafferty, Joe at RT.ie, George McLafferty.
Joe.
Ian Road Enda.
Yeah, Joe, I'm a historian and folklorist, and when I heard this programme was coming on, I was really looking forward to it because I said we'll learn a lot about the history of the railways and that. And I was so disappointed with the content of the programmes. There was sort of references to the different railways. I watched the first 2 episodes, the Waterford one and the Achill one, and I just couldn't even take myself to listen to the one on the West Clare Railway. We've had such wonderful heritage railways around the country, and I was looking forward to a programme when we'd learn more about them. And instead we got Enda Kenny, who was wooden, had absolutely no character, and I found he was so boring. Now, I'm not a Fianna Fáil supporter, so...
Well, Enda Kenny's Fine Gael.
Yeah, I know, but as people were saying earlier, you must be a Fianna Fáil supporter if you don't support Enda. But I just found him really terribly boring, and that was the point I wanted to make, that there are so many other people who could have done such a much better job in presenting the programme and in actually researching and writing the programme, because we got a little bit of history and we got an awful lot of greenway, and I wanted more history and less greenway.
Yeah, but our whole relationship, I'm almost answering, trying to put questions to Alex Lyons, who's not there. But our whole relationship with railways and public transport is very ambivalent in Ireland. Like, I remember reading Todd Andrews, autobiography, and it's in two. They're fab. Dublin made me. They really are well worth reading. But he tells the story that a delegation arrived up from West Cork or whatever to try and save the railway, and they arrived up at his office. I think he was chair of CIE. I think he was in Euston Station. His office was at the time. He subsequently became chair of RTE. But he Todd Andrews, they arrived in his office and they opened their delegation. All men, I presume, in those days, for God's sake. And they all said, it's terrible if you try to shut down our railway line. And he said to them all, now, gentlemen, will you show me your railway tickets and how you got to Euston Station? And none of them could show him a railway ticket. They'd all either driven up or shared the lifts to get the expense, I presume. And he ordered them all out of his office. So right, we've this ambivalence about railway. Mary E. Muddicu. Mary, good afternoon. Enda Kenny,
Joe.
Ian Road Enda.
Yes, well, look, Joe, I just rang in to support and I couldn't see the reason of being so harsh and hard on him. I thought he presented the programme very well, very professionally, and I found it informative. Now, I'm coming a little behind. I missed one of the programmes, but I thought the first programme, he did an excellent job. Look, we know the railway lines are closed, but I thought the counties that have started up the greenways and using the lines that are there and that have been there for years unused, I think it's breathed new life into areas that were struggling and didn't have any tourism, say, or, you know, no connection. Like, I thought the greenway, it's fantastic here in Waterford. It's given new life to small little villages and even Dungarvan.
I think it was Miriam Lord made the point that it was Fianna Fáil who forced.
No, it wouldn't be. I would not. No, not. Politics didn't come into it at all.
Which is also Alex Lyon's point. Alex's point is this is the chap that was on the line, and then I had to try and summarise his email on the hoof. But he was saying, that Alex was saying that the same politicians who are now, he's done about Ian Rod Enda, it was the politicians who didn't initially support the greenways. It was the politicians who took away the railways. Now, Todd Andrews was a member of Fianna Fáil, but he wasn't an elected politician, but he was appointed as chairman of CIE, but he didn't stand for election in that sense. But Alex's point is it was the politicians who were behind the curve. They shut down a lot of the railways, and then when he was citizen initiatives that got the Waterford Greenway going. You know, they campaigned for years and years and years.
I can understand that. But I think the funding the councils received came in behind it from that side as well. Yeah, you know. And maybe in most areas, it does take the citizens to activate the politicians to come in behind these initiatives. You know, the railway lines had closed, it was lying dormant.
They're a brilliant idea.
And I just thought my reason for phoning was I just thought the programme was very well presented. Mm-hmm. Politics didn't have anything to do with it for me. I just thought he did a very good job in presenting the programme as he did.
Yeah, okay. Caroline Woods, Dublin 16. Caroline.
Hi, Joe. I just want to say that I concur with that lady. I think it is a beautiful programme. I wish we had more of them. I think Enda and commenting on his hair, who cares? It's hair. It's no big deal. We have real issues in this world. And it's ageist to take him on like that. I just feel it was a beautiful, beautiful programme. His Irish is stunning. I only wish I could understand half of it, but the subtitles were terrific. I can't find any fault in it. It's nothing to do with politics. Never was. Mm-hmm. It showed Ireland is, as it is, a fabulous country with everything to offer. We have to appreciate what we have. In this time
of misery and
upset and sadness, who cares?
Okay.
You know, who cares? He's a gentle. Do you know what the most important thing is? It was spoken by a gentleman who is gentle. And I probably what resonated with me most emphatically was he was very like my own dad, a gentle spoken man. Real strength, particularly with this Me Too and all this type of stuff that's going down. It's important that people see gentle people. succeed and do well.
Okay.
That men aren't one way. There's very many varieties of.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a positive right across the board.
Well, just to finish in this section, it got a share of 11% and 142,000 people watched it at 8:30 last night. But loads of angles on that debate. 5-1, Coogahain, Anigda Lava.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Tony Tobin is a well-known trade unionist and indeed former train driver. Tony is in Dungarvan near the Waterford Greenway. Tony, did you see the programme with Ian Rodenda?
I did, Joe. Absolutely wonderful altogether. And Joe, I must say, I'm very disgusted and annoying about the criticism of Enda Kenny, because I couldn't see anyone else who would carry the same weight. Maybe Bertie Ahern would, to get the publicity. What that programme did for down this area is wonderful. The Greenway down here, Joe, it has revitalised the whole area.
I know that, yeah.
Worth anyone's while to come down and see all the cars when before the pandemic and all the bicycles. Kilmac Camas is a small little town. I have a sister, Teresa, living there. And Sundays, Joe, and bank holidays and during the summer, it is like a city. It is unreal what it has done to the area. And I think Enda Kenny has done an absolute fantastic job on it. And I absolutely and the other areas he did as well. And you know what, Joe? It's funny now. This might sound a bit silly. The way he goes along on the bike and he stops and he gets off the bike and he leaves it down and takes off the helmet and, well, Smallamon Gaelge as well. And the way he speaks to people and he's very gentlemanly with people. I think it's just a wonderful programme and he does such a good job. And I'd say to anyone who, you know that woman saying I turned it off. I'll tell you what now, Joe. She turned it off because she's anti Fine Gael. It's as simple as that now. No one would be that disgusted. Like, it's not, God, it's not something that you turn off the television on. And it's wonderful. And I'm really delighted. And you know what, Joe? The people down here, I live down here now, Joe. We moved down, Margaret and myself, a number of years ago. Mm. And we moved down from Dublin. I was in Dublin for 42 years and worked in the railway. And I love the railway, Joe.
Now, I
worked in SIPTOO for 16 years. Very difficult, stressful job. Actually, my health got affected by it. But I loved the railway. And I drove from Dublin, from Connolly Station. That's where I was attached to Belfast during the Troubles. And then I finished up on the Dart. And, Joe, a lot of those railway lines, they weren't viable. You have to be reasonable about it. And I was on the board of CIE as a worker director for 11 years. They're not viable, Joe, to open those lines.
I did not know.
So they did open the line between Ennis and Gort, and it hasn't done well because, you know, it's not easy to get people to use.
I know, especially with motorways and cars getting better and more comfortable. And yeah, say there, Tony. Just Anne Dobbin, you're listening to Tony Tobin, who said Enda Kenny was brilliant as a presenter of Ian Road Enda. He ticked every box. Anne.
Hi, Joe. Hi. Yeah, no, I certainly, I switched it off when I saw him. I saw Ryan Tuberty interviewing him on the Late Late Show, and I think that man is a total bore. I'm from a long background of Fine Gael, and I just would not look at it with him on it. And I thought on the Late Late, he couldn't answer questions. His eyes were flitting all over the place.
Well, when he was asked questions about...
No, you're completely wrong.
His eyes were cut his hair. Eyebrows.
He was asked to comment on the president's political situations, and he was right. He said there's enough of people commenting on them now without me interfering in that area. And I think he was great, and I think it was perfectly right not to. God Almighty, he said, there's plenty of people there now commenting on them. They don't need my tuppence.
Okay, let Annie,
there's plenty of people and artists and all out there with the pandemic that is looking for work. Endicenny has his pension. He's had his time. I've just retired. There's people crying out, and people that have great Irish, and young people that and cyclists that could have done that job. And even if that was arranged 2 years ago, with what's going on, it should have been changed, definitely. And I truly believe that. To give somebody a chance. Absolutely. Now, Joe, I don't have much more to say about it.
No, let Tony reply. Go ahead.
Joe, quite simply, it really, I know a bit about RTE and I've been on for different things when I was in SIPCO. It doesn't actually work like that. When you set about, and I'm no expert now or anything, and I've done a good few Irish programmes down here, when you go about doing a programme, you must do the programme and present it as best as you can and try and carry the people with you. It's not just anyone you pick up. Now, Joe, you'd be great.
Tony, I'm not just saying anybody. I'm saying people that are out of work, people that could have done it, and brilliant artists in this country. Good Irish-speaking people. Not an ex-Taoiseach that doesn't need the money, that really doesn't need the airtime, because he's retired now, and wouldn't it have given somebody else a great opportunity?
No, it doesn't work like that. When you
I think it does. Sorry, I think it does, and it should work like that.
Oh, but sure, if you won't listen to me, fair enough.
Sure, I'm listening to you for the last half an hour. That's what got me going.
Half an hour? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'd better go away. Because I'm on the line,
Joe.
I'm only on about 5 minutes. I'd love to meet you sometime. You know, you have a funny way of measuring time.
I tell you what, it's running away on us all at this time. Us old.
You should have a cup of coffee. You're a very, very angry woman.
I don't drink coffee, love.
Well, take tea, so.
After a cup, thanks.
Have a cup of tea.
I had one.
Have a cup of deandinated coffee. But Anne, the point is that it's about, you know, it's a competitive world out there in radio and television and newspapers, especially at the moment. And it's about trying to get a hook for a programme. And the hook for this programme, it's in the title, the hook for this programme is Ian Rode Enda, and it's Enda Kenny, a former Prime Minister of the country.
And wasn't I right what I said there, Joe, about making the programme? I'm brilliant, Joe, haven't I?
No, I see what you're saying, Joe. You know, I see what you're saying. But couldn't they call it Ian Rode somebody else?
No, it wouldn't work.
Why wouldn't it, Tony?
Or end of the Ian Rode, Aaron.
Yeah, that's right.
Plenty more Ian Rode, Aaron, as well. Enda isn't the only one in the country, is he, is into Ian Rode, Aaron?
He's not, but you're missing the point completely.
I'm sorry, Tony. We'll have to agree to differ.
Tony, you make your point. You make a point and then I'll let Anne reply. Go ahead.
I'm sorry for interrupting, Joe. Normally I don't do that. But when you're making a programme, you must make it to carry. And the person that carried this programme was Enda Kenny. He was on the Late Late. And he was actually brilliant on the Late Late. He wouldn't answer some questions because he was right not to answer them. He said, I don't want to go there. I'm finished now. The thing is, he carried this programme. And I can tell you what he has done for the Greenway down here. It didn't need much, but my God, with the pandemic, things were gone cold everywhere. And he has given it an enormous lift. And we're so grateful. It's wonderful.
But people who live more than 20 miles away from the Greenway can't visit it at the moment.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And you remember at the end of the programme then, he sat in Clonay Strand, and most people would know about Clonay Strand.
Paul Flynn,
the famous chef, was there with him, and he made a burger and that for him. And you know what? It was a lovely, simple way to finish it and talk about the town and all that sort of thing. You know, it has revitalised the whole area. And thanks very much to Enda Kenny, that's all I say.
Aidan is in Tipperary. Aidan.
How are you, Joe? How are you today?
Good, thanks. You agree with Anne Dobbin, I think, that someone else should have got the gig.
Yeah, I just think if you think of it in a different context, if you have, we all have brothers and sisters out of employment, whether it's the hotel industry, the bar industry, barbers, etc., etc. So we'll just say hotel up tomorrow morning. Do we get the 12 politicians to come in and work behind the bar, serve food, and let those people that are doing that trade for the last 10 or 15 years sit in the door?
You're missing the point.
I didn't interrupt you. Sorry, a bit of manners. Thank you. Right? The point I'm trying to make to that young guy that was on there that's gone to college, that's gone to spend... His parents have spent a lot of money to get him to where he was today, and he's no work. Enda Kenny was a politician, he was our Taoiseach, etc. Right? When, regardless if he did a good job or a bad job, the job should have been given to somebody that was coming up the ropes. Now, Tina G4 is an example, right? Mm-hmm. You turn on Tina G4 tonight, we know any of those people...
TG Carr.
Aiden. But would we know any of those presenters? Would we know any of those people that present the programmes, documentaries? No. Do they do a good job? Do an absolutely brilliant job. So the point I'm trying to make is not about Enda Kenny. It's about giving the person, right? And that's where all his sons and daughters, aunties and uncles, brothers, friends that are out in climate. Think of the bigger picture here. Yes, I agree with you. That maybe Enda Kenny, some people say he did a great job. It's not about Enda Kenny, it's about giving the job to the person that needs it, that needs it the most.
Exactly.
All right, that's the only point I'm making. All right? You're all getting caught up there about, mm-hmm. Enda Kenny did a great job. I'm not making the point he didn't do a good job. The point I'm making is, the bigger picture is, that there's thousands and thousands of people that are in this industry, have no work, they've no employment, no money coming in, they have mortgages to pay. Have you a son or daughter that's struggling at the moment in some line of work? So think of the bigger picture. All
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Joe, can I reply to that, Joe?
Of course you can, bro.
Tony, yes.
The bigger picture is you can't make a programme by going around looking and see who's unemployed. You can't make a programme like that because it won't work. If I was unemployed and they say, oh, poor old Tony Tobin, we'll give him a job, that wouldn't work. You couldn't make a programme like that, for God's sake. That's ridiculous.
Can I ask you a question? Just a simple question before. Can I ask you a question before I go back to work? Have you a professional in actually doing these kind of things, programs, have you?
Oh, I have not. No.
All right, okay. The way you're coming across there, you seem to be an expert. So if you had a hotel tomorrow morning and you were looking for staff, you have to train those people to work behind a hotel, right?
There's
thousands and thousands of people.
I'm glad about that, yeah?
There's thousands and thousands of people, right, that are unemployed in this industry, right? And they should have been given the opportunity. Do you not agree with that? Or is your head stuck in the sand?
Look, don't be so insulting. I'm talking about how you make a programme. You're very insulting.
Can I come in here, please?
Anne Dobbin.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to calm things down there is plenty of experts in the country that knows about this industry, the railway, all the rest, mm-hmm. and they could have been out of work. And it's a terrible pity. It's a terrible pity somebody younger didn't get the job. That's all I'm saying. That's it, really. It's sad because some people do need the work and the experience. And that's it. Enda Kenny isn't the only one in Ireland that knows about the railway. Or anything else, you know.
But I don't know whether you... Did anyone read... A lot of people did.
Joe, one more.
To stop that man from talking. He's talking too much.
Tony,
your last point, please.
The point about it is, this is an anti-Enda Kenny.
This to all of you. Miriam Lord in last Saturday's Irish Times Very funny, as per usual, but very insightful and perceptive. And she talks, the series has been described by some green-eyed politicians as one long pat on the back to Enda from Enda, who constantly prompts his interviewees to agree how the vibrant heyday of steam trains bringing business and opportunity to far-flung and overlooked regions is now being repeated in the 21st century with the success of the new Greenway cycling and walking networks. And then she brings back, which is always brilliant, that Eamon O'Keefe, who was a Fianna Fáil minister at one stage, now Fianna Fáil TD, as you know, he said, I was the one who was Minister for Community and Rural and Gaelic Affairs, first promoted the idea of using abandoned and disused railway lines, both those in state ownership and those where the land has been sold back to the people as cycle walkways. Now, this is the nub of Miriam Lord's point. Despite repeatedly emphasising he has no interest in running for the presidency, Tony, Enda's return to the limelight has fuelled speculation. And then she breaks into song, in print, so to speak, and she says, are you right there, Enda? Are you right? Do you think you have the Oris in your sights? You've been so long in denying that you might be shrewdly trying. Still, you might go,
right there,
and
Mike,
so
right.
You might.
You may talk of Columbus a sailing across the Atlantical Sea, but he never tried to go railing from Ennis as far as Kilkee. Now you run for the train in the morning, the excursion train starting at 8. You're there when the clock gives the warning, and there for an hour you'll wait. And as you're waiting in the train, you'll hear the guard make this refrain.
Tony, Nancy, Aidan.
You're right,
there, Mike.
You're right.
Do you think that we'll be there before the night? Oh, well, we've been so long and stark that I couldn't say for certain.
Still, no, you're right there.
Right there, Mike. Right there, right.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we're getting so many calls about this programme, In Road Enda. It's a programme presented by former Taoiseach and Kenny Oscailge on his bike, and he's basically cycling a lot of the old railway lines, a lot of them which are now beautiful greenways, cycleways, walkways. And some people are saying he shouldn't get the job, he's on a pension, handsome one, give it, especially in the pandemic, give it to people who need the job, need the money. Other people saying with politicians who destroy the railways and political appointees and various other people who destroyed the railways. And then some people saying that it was Fianna Fáil who supported greenways long before Fine Gael did. And then other people saying it was the people who supported greenways long before the politicians did. Nancy Smith, your point, please.
Thanks, Joe, for having me on.
Yes.
It was Enda that initiated the first greenway from Westport to Achill, and it proved a tourist success with about 1 million tourists. And it was used then as a template for the other greenways. So why object to him being presenter of the programme? Also, have we forgotten, you know, when he was Minister for Tourism?
Mm-hmm.
He introduced the festival for Patrick's Day, for the week-long festival. And he also was the man who had, remember the Tour de France, the only time we had it in Ireland, he was a minister for tourism then. So is it because he's from the west of Ireland that everybody is knocking him? Because the west of Ireland always gets it bad.
And is it because
Enda's... Okay, that's all I want to say.
And Nancy, no, wait for a question. Wait for an answer now, please. Because you say, is it because of the west of Ireland, which is... and what do you think of that point, Nancy's point?
I love the west of Ireland people, and I love the west. And certainly not, that wouldn't be my reason for objecting to Enda at all.
Vincent Lafferty is in Dundalk. Vincent, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. Thanks very much for letting me on your programme. I just want to agree with the young journalist there that was saying there's plenty of other people that would have been well qualified for this.
Especially in these times, that's the point.
Exactly, and there's a girl that appears on BBC Two or BBC One, Love Your Garden, and this new fantastic house. They're spending money on houses and all the rest. And she's doing a fantastic job with an English television program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never ever saw her on Irish.
That's just Angela Scanlon you're talking about.
That's the girl.
She's on UK radio as well.
Yes.
And BBC Radio 2, yeah.
I don't think she ever got
But she was off. Again, the pandemic has a lot to answer for. Wasn't Angela getting ready to present a programme on RTE television?
I didn't know that.
And it was with an audience, and it was, I think an audience was essential to it. And then the pandemic hit, and as you now know, between Tommy and Ryan and Claire, there's no audience because we can't have an audience anymore because of this awful pandemic.
I did send you in a couple of photographs of the 12th tee box in Greenore Golf Club, and in between Greenore and Charlingford Lock, you have the Moor Mountains on the other side of the lock. Mm. And it's absolutely equivalent to Lake Garda in Italy. If we had kept the railway line, it would have been a fantastic tourism trap for the northeast of Ireland, you know. But yeah. Unfortunately, they didn't have any foresight back in 1951 when they closed the railway line here.
Yeah, but you see, we have a railway line from Dublin, for example, to Belfast, and from Belfast to Derry. One of the most beautiful journeys in the world is the railway. It doesn't go all the way at this stage. But do people use the railways? Isn't that the problem? Isn't there a real problem about people not using railways? That was the Todd Andrews dilemma. Well, that the delegation who came up to save the railway didn't even bother to get the train up.
Well, this was it. I'm from a family of 14 children, and I remember my older brothers or sisters saying that my mother would be coming out as far as Balogan Point on the railway line. She'd have a half a dozen of them, and she'd be telling them to tell the conductor, "Oh, your auntie is coming behind you with the fourpence for the ticket," you know. So no wonder they closed down at the time, you know.
Yeah, it was tough. Anne Doyle is there. Anne, your point, please.
Well, my point now is not directly about the programme, okay. Joe.
About Ian Rodenda.
No. Okay. It's about the interaction, really. I was a bit astonished at the interaction between... Now, I can't remember the lady's name, but she was objecting to... she didn't like the fact that Enda Kenny had... been the host in this programme. But it was the interaction between her and the man who came in and said to her...
Oh, Anne and Tony, yeah.
Anne and Tony. Yeah, so he began to mansplain and tell her what I felt was more or less, get back in your place, woman, and tell her how she felt. And he interrupted her as well while she was talking. So I just thought, God, we're gone back a couple of generations here in Ireland where... men are doing that kind of thing to women. And also happened to a subsequent guest on the show as well, another woman, where she was interrupted. Now then, a man who told one of these men to be quiet, not to interrupt him, he was successful in that request. So I was just really taken aback by, it angered me actually, the way the position that the women were put in, and they weren't allowed to speak. In fairness to Anne, I think it was, she kept talking and talking while Tony interrupted her. In fairness to her, but she didn't get any assistance now from yourself either, Joe, helping her out with that.
I take that criticism, that's fair.
And I also, can I just say, I think from what I heard, again, I didn't see the programme, but maybe what she was saying was that maybe in this country there's jobs for the boys as well, and that there are generations of families, even going back to those who fought in the maybe back in 1916, but this War of Independence and the Civil War, who have had jobs, were given jobs, and then their families subsequently have been in areas of power and leverage in this country, not least RTE.
Hang on, Anne. What are you on about?
Well, there are people who have influence in RTE whose families were also part of the war, of the struggle for independence.
Sure, you could say that about every walk of life in Ireland, couldn't you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but it's generation after generation. Maybe that's one of the points that was being made. It's generation after generation.
And you're saying they don't deserve to have those positions.
One of the points was that maybe let somebody else have a go.
That's fine. That's a fair point. And the position, I think, of a lot of people, you know, if RT want to get rid of people, they can get rid of them, a lot of them, this afternoon, if they wish.
I'm not advocating that, but I'm sure there's talent in all areas. I think that was the point that a number of your guests were making.
Yeah, well, I wasn't conscious of being unfair to women, but if you think I was, that's perfectly legitimate. And if I have to apologise to Anne Dobbin, I'll apologise to her.
I would say it's not you are being unfair, but maybe just men who are listening would take note as well. You know, women fought for a voice in this country too.
Oh, I know that. I know.
Not least in 1916 and before.
Yeah, and women were written out of 1916.
Absolutely.
And the women who died in 1916 were completely written out of 1916.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they weren't in coming them on. And I was reading an article I wrote myself last night about the heroines of 1916, because the only one who ever compiled a list of the women who were killed in 1916 was myself. But anyway,
yes,
that's neither here nor there.
I'm aware of that as well, Joe, that the work you've done on reclaiming women's
petty point on my part.
No, acknowledgement should be given. But also, it's a whole other thing. Maybe I've often wondered if James Connolly had survived, maybe Ireland would have a different perspective, maybe a more democratic socialist perspective, and maybe women would have been more included in Irish society instead of how they were knocked down for generations. And we see the evidence now been emerging over the last number of years about how women were really quite oppressed in Irish society and children. Okay.
Good evening, Margaret Ann. That's Anne Doyle. John, I think I have a break to take, have I? Yes.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Anne Garavan, Anne in County Mayo, your point, please.
Are you right now, Michael? Are you right? Well, wasn't that lovely? I thought of poor Brendan O'Dowd. I'll tell you, Joe, that man who made the silly remark about Enda's hair, if Enda Kenny had come on that programme with beautifully groomed hair, you'd have programmed the following day all about Enda breaking the rule of the cove and getting his hair done. He was natural like the rest of us, our hairs are flying. Joe, we forget about the vulgarity of money. We forget about the political thoughts that go into all this. It was a light programme, beautifully made, showing up lovely spots of Ireland. And I thought Enda, being the man he is, because we're very fond of him down here in Mayo, relaxed manner, I thought that he was ideal for it from the point of view he interviews people, but he lets the people speak. And it was that softly, softly way that came across, I thought was lovely. It roped in with the scenery, with the whole lot. Let's forget about the vulgarity of all the other things. This was a programme. Enda happens to have a great interest in trains. And he also, his bicycle, the whole scene, I thought was lovely. And he looked grand and relaxed. And he had the appearance of a typical man going through COVID with his hair all over the place like a sheep.
Okay, stay there. And John Flood in Dublin. Your point, please, John.
Hello, Joe. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay.
And the story. How did he get the program?
Yeah, keep going.
To politics.
Would you tell me? He got...
So was this program made after Golfgate?
Yeah, but he was at the golf game. He wasn't at the dinner.
I know, but everyone was told to stay away or stay home.
Yeah, but I presume it was, you can make programs under at no stage in the editions I've watched did Mr. Kenny interview any more than one person at a time, socially distant. So
one of your colleagues who was at that, and he couldn't go ahead with his new program because he was at the golf gate.
You're talking about Sean being.
Yeah, Sean O'Rourke.
Sean,
yeah, he's a good reporter.
I know that. Brilliant broadcast.
But I agree with a lot of the other people on today. Yeah. There's an awful lot of people unemployed who could have done that job.
Okay. Joe Meegan, Joe, your point, please, in Dublin 5. Are you there, Joseph? Joseph isn't there. He's gone silent on me. Okay, by the way, people are pointing out that Enda Kenny turned 70 on Saturday. God, he doesn't look it. I know 70 is young these days, but he doesn't look it, does he, Anne? Anne Garvin.
Well, I tell you something. You want to, we'd all love to be like him. He's as energetic, as fresh-faced, and he's such a likeable fellow. He's terrific. And we all love him to bits down here because he's so natural. He's very warm towards people. And dare I go into the path of the political world, but I, for one, am very proud of a very straight, honest man.
And have you met a man?
I know, of course I've met him, because I'm a dub like yourself, Joe, yeah. But I'm living down in Castlebar for many years, and I remember Enda before he even got into the political world. He was a sportsman. I knew his father even.
Grace, and yes, father, one and all.
Me, of course,
yeah.
But Enda grew up, and he was a great fellow, and he was so interested in everything, and I think his position as Taoiseach in this country was a very upfront, honest, likable man, and like everybody else, you never show the other side of yourself ever. But the other side of Enda Kenny is he's great. He'll always have a joke. Oh, he really is awfully, awfully good company. And if I was asked to have a meal with two people at the table, I'd have Joe Duffy and Enda Kenny.
Off you go, Anne.
You may talk of Columbus as sailing across the Atlantic sea, but he never tried to go railing from Ennis as far as Kilkee. Now you run for the train in the morning, the excursion train's starting at 8. You're there when the clock gives the warning, and there for an hour you'll wait.
Are you right there, Anne?
Yep.
And as you're waiting in the train,
wait.
You hear the guard make this rough
rain. You're early for that train.
Brendan O'Dowd, there was nobody like him.
You're right there, Michael.
You're right.
Do you think you'll be there before the night?
That's, oh, I don't know the
yeah,
words.
Really, that's the end of Anne.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe@rte.ie.